with the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. A political game of chicken ended peacefully in the Maryland General Assembly last week. Republican Governor Larry Hogan, who once pledged to make it his first fight to stop poultry manure pollution regulations, and Democrats, who wanted a law to protect the Chesapeake Bay from manure runoff, reached a compromise that was praised by all sides. In the compromise, the Hogan administration last Wednesday issued revised poultry manure management regulations that will phase in restrictions on the overapplication of poultry manure to Eastern Shore farm fields already saturated with phosphorus from manure. The new rules will offer farmers flexibility, but have a firm deadline of 2024. Runoff of manure from the state's 300 million chickens contributes to fish-killing dead zones in the bay. The bridge building between liberals and conservatives was helped in part by Hogan's new Secretary of Agriculture, Joe Bartenfelder, who is both a farmer and a former Democratic state lawmaker. Here's Bartenfelder.
This is Team Maryland, and we're all, you know, working as one, whether you're D's or whether you're R's, it doesn't make any difference. We're just here to get a job done for the people. That's the way it should be here. Maybe it's an example they can start to follow in Washington.
A key partner in reaching the deal, leading the charge on the other side of the debate, was State Senator Paul Pinsky, a staunch environmentalist and Democrat from Prince George's County. Pinsky praised Hogan for being more pragmatic as governor than his fire-breathing, anti-regulatory rhetoric in his campaign would have suggested.
I do think he's not taking an antagonistic approach. It's my way or the highway, which I appreciate. His views are somewhat different than mine, but he did make an effort. He did support the effort of the environmental community from the Farm Bureau and gave us room to try to come to a compromise, and then he went with it. He didn't want to fight us. It seems he understands the environment's important either because he believes it or for political reasons. I hope for the former. So I'm very pleased.
To put pressure on the Hogan administration, Pinsky introduced a bill that would have required manure application restrictions with a firm deadline of 2022. An amended version of Pinsky's bill was approved in committee by a 7-4 vote. But then Pinsky said he dropped the bill last week, in part because the Hogan administration agreed to a compromise, and in part because Pinsky worried his bill might not pass because of opposition from State Senator Mac Middleton and other Democratic leaders. In the deal that Pinsky helped to negotiate, the Hogan administration revised poultry manure management regulations it issued last month. Hogan eliminated a loophole that could have meant endless delays before farmers faced limits on how much manure they could apply to their fields. To give farmers more flexibility, Hogan's updated regulations incorporate a deadline similar to Pinsky's bill, but also allow two potential one-year delays in case more time is needed. A committee will decide if the delay is required for the construction of waste-to-energy plants or manure composting facilities to dispose of an estimated 200,000 tons of excess poultry manure that can no longer be applied to fields. Poultry farmer Charles Wright said farmers are willing to step up to the challenge and comply with the new rules to help the Bay.
If we're here to help the environment, let's do it. If we're here to help the state, let's do it. So I'm not into politics.
The regulations mark only a small step forward in cleaning up the Chesapeake Bay. But the cooperative spirit of all parties involved could mark a new day. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.